This is KUNC. Recreational marijuana is a billion-dollar industry in Colorado, so it shouldn't come as a surprise that there's fierce competition among dispensaries to be the first to open up shops in Longmont. Until recently, the city banned the sale of pot. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
Last October, the Longmont City Council decided to offer 4 retail marijuana licenses to serve its population of roughly 96,000 residents.
I think there was a fear among some community members that if we had, you know, say 10 stores come into town, that impact on the community would be greater.
That's Assistant City Manager Sean Lewis. Money collected from a new city sales tax on pot will be used to fund affordable housing projects. Lewis wants the dispensaries to hire locally to help support their growing economy.
We've really reached a point where we're on the radar for a lot of national type, companies, businesses. We've had a lot of job growth.
The city's received 13 applications from large and small companies. And while a final decision hasn't been made, one dispensary is already hiring staff. The Green Solution operates 14 stores around the state. Back in February, they hosted a job fair.
So we're one of 13. It's a merit-based system, so all the applications are merit-based.
Todd Mitchum is a cannabis industry consultant who heads government relations for the company. He says every community has its own process for awarding licenses, and Longmont is no exception.
Have you had a lot of violations? Do you follow the rules? You know, do you care about public health and safety? Do you have a plan for community outreach? So there are lots of criteria.
Does hosting fairs like this in the community give you an edge?
You know, we are demonstrating that we are community collaborators and connectors. We want to be active in the community, not just run in and, you know, open up our store and forget about the community except for their purchases. We believe it's us just being authentic in the space, you know. So, yeah, so I hope it does. I mean, that would be great. It'd be a great benefit if it did.
Rita Salyuk is also interested in opening up a dispensary in Longmont. She and her business partner have invested in a conditional lease in a small shopping mall in the southwest part of town.
We're very proud of this location. This is really cool. Tons of parking, easy access.
There's a family-owned bakery next door, a GameStop, and a Smashburger across the street. This would be Salyuk's second dispensary location and a big deal for her growing Denver-based business.
Denver is oversaturated with dispensaries compared to Longmont. I think there is a need and desire of people to have some. And I think we will do just well here. We'll do really well.
The 4,500 square foot space is currently empty. There's a wheelbarrow in the corner sitting on top of an unfinished floor. And Salyuk knows that she might not make the final 4. And the city is not without its critics of the licensing plan.
State law does not supersede federal law when federal law is already in existence.
Councilmember Gabe Santos voted against lifting Longmont's ban on pot shops last fall.
You want this changed? Change at the federal level. Then let's have the discussion.
Patricio Yanis is also against it. He's a local resident who works with at-risk youth.
If we open up 4 dispensaries in our city, I can guarantee you that is the number one reason why many homeless people will choose to come here and will choose to set up here and choose to live here.
Okay.
Back in his office, Assistant City Manager Sean Lewis continues sorting through the applications. He's also working with the police chief, the community services director, and a municipal court judge.
They are being advised by all city staff who are providing information, again, about the neighborhood impact, about how good the business plan looks, about how good the security plan for each business is. And so we're going to be looking at all of those criteria as a staff and then providing recommendations.
The public has also weighed in, and the Colorado Marijuana Enforcement Division has signed off on the applications. A final decision by the city is expected later this spring or summer. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.